At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. You better believe our boy Anthony Aguilar is back, and you won't believe what he did today. You won't believe it. It's out of control. It's almost like he lied again. Oh, my Lord. When is it ever going to stop? You know, originally I was going to not be reporting on this dude, and then I realized that I have to because he can't seem to go away. He just continues to come back. I don't understand what his deal is or why he doesn't go anywhere. He's like a dang cockroach, man. He's just like that one that just won't die. Regardless of how many times he gets caught lying, the media still seems to want to throw him on there for no good reason. And I, for the life of me, have no idea why they choose to put him back on there. Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. It's good to see you guys. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. You guys, you know what? Let's just show what happened today. I believe this was the House Armed Services Committee that he got thrown out of up over on Capitol Hill. You guys ready for it? You ready? You ready? Here we go.
Distinguished members of this committee, it is an honor to
hear. All right. Hang on just a second.
Off to obligation to the Constitution of the United States.
Off to jail.
That voice that you heard in the background, that was Anthony Aguilar, for those of you that are unaware. You remember him, the Green Beret, retired lieutenant colonel. See how much longer he keeps his tab. That I interviewed over here on the channel, ended up putting a whole, like, freaking, like, 4,500-word report out on the guy, at least, going over every single one of his lies. Very detailed investigation as to what that man was saying and what happened. Well, today he went over on Breaking Points and came out again, starting to bring up more of his lies about genocide in Gaza, more about what was going on with the Israelis, alleging that everybody was complicit in it. And it's probably one of the most ridiculous things I think I've heard in a long time. Oh, no, you think he's a moron? Hold on. I decided to take this one clip out of his 30-minute interview from Breaking Points, and I'm going to play it for you up on the screen. And the reason I was a couple minutes late getting going tonight is because I wanted to make sure I had all of this mashed together so I wouldn't have to go back and forth. Oh, you guys want to hear it again? You guys want to hear it again? Here we go. Wait for it.
Distinguished members of this committee, it is an honor to
hear.
All right. Hang on just a second.
Off to obligation to the Constitution of the United States.
Off to jail. Officer, have you got somebody filming back there? Have you got somebody filming back there?
Ladies and gentlemen, the swamp cleaner is trying to pants check me right now, and I'll have you know. Or excuse me, not the swamp cleaner. Taquillo is trying to pants check me. Pants check going rate is way more than $2, my friend. Let's see here. What's his problem? Good God only knows, man. Old man Weiss coming in gifting out five. Aguilar needs to F off, says the swamp cleaner. What a POS. Oh, dude, don't worry. We didn't even get into the talking points interview yet, which, again, it's a whole 30-minute interview. And in the original opening statement of this, of like his actual interview, he comes out stating that he's going to go over to Capitol Hill and he's going to make everybody realize, like, maybe I'll actually just pull up that clip here in a sec and let you guys hear it in his own words, because it's probably one of the dumbest freaking things I think I've heard in a long time. But let's just address his claim real quick.
These men went there on a tourist visa and, you know, participated in murdering somebody, most likely.
Participated in murder? Yeah. Participated as elements, as tools of a planned genocide and a planned forced displacement?
Why didn't you clarify that before, that the IDF was not intentionally firing on those civilians, like such as Amir, I guess, in this case?
So So one thing to realize in certain interviews with media, that there are parts of interviews that you don't see, that are cut out, and then there's some interviews where you don't even get the chance to say it. And I will say this tonight, and I've said it before. I have never said that I felt that the IDF in that situation were shooting at them on purpose. I've never said that.
Okay.
I don't think that. There are people that have assumptions that the IDF are intentionally shooting at women and children. I don't believe that, because having been in combat and having seen that before, and knowing the IDF soldiers that I'd seen there, it was hard on them.
There is now.
So there you have it. Ron W. SOB, man. I didn't think anybody would be jumping this early into the podcast to have me show off my freaking shorts, but I guess it's that time. Are you happy now, Ron? Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you? I didn't have a chance to shower after my workout today because I got really freaking deep into this crap when it ended up popping out. What are the chances he's been paid off to push this narrative? Smash the like button, everybody. Can we talk about the 51st state, LOL, after this? You know, are you talking about the Canadian police chief that told people if you got people that are like breaking into your house to essentially like comply and that's your best chance for survival and not to do anything about it? Is that what you're talking about? Remember seeing that one. People are saying gay, LOL, yay, OnlyFans time. Dude, Speak the Truth is not going to turn into an OnlyFans channel. I mean, it kind of is, but it's just not going to do that. That's what we're not going to do with it. Busted. I didn't get busted. I might not be wearing pants, but I do have something on other than underwear. All right, man. So I didn't get busted with anything, bro. Not happening. I did not get busted. Well, after he ended up getting released, I honestly didn't even go check whether or not they actually threw him in jail or not. But for dang sure, he got detained by the police on that one. He went out on the street and started making some statements. Now we're just going to go ahead and rip those statements to shreds.
The thing is right now is that we don't have, and this is what scares me, is that Operation Gideon's Chariots 2, which is happening in clearing the north. This was Gideon's Chariots. This is Gideon's Chariots 2. This operation wasn't planned to start until the end of September.
Oh my God, they bumped it up a couple weeks? No way. It's almost like they have hostages that are being held and they want to get them back and they were ready to go.
But they called up 60,000 reservists, threw them into here, and started last week, a month early.
Well, actually, the 60,000 reservists are still gearing up, getting ready to go, and they've had special operations troops that are operating within there over the last couple days, killing terrorists. And the residents inside Gaza City are refusing to leave. Tanks and everybody is stacked up outside, but they haven't actually launched their full-blown assault. So just throwing that out there.
Why?
Because they have hostages. And every single day in captivity that those hostages are there is another day that they're raped and tortured.
Because Israel knows they're running out of time.
Oh, crap. Israel was running out of time. Why didn't I know better?
Israel knows that soon the sanctions and the condemnation will be coming, and they'll have to stop. They know right now, though, that they have time, but they don't have a lot of it. Israel's position is get the job done, finish it. Then, when the world wakes up, it's already too late.
Oh, really? Yeah, those sanctions worked really good stopping Russia. I'm pretty sure Russia has got a metric ton of sanctions thrown on them. And that hasn't stopped that war machine. What's taking place over inside Gaza is like child's play, my friend. So, I don't even know how to get in there. This guy is getting paid, according to John Boy. Derek's dead, bro. Don't you even Grey's Anatomy. I have no idea what to even go. I haven't even listened to this statement, by the way. I just know this interview existed, and I grabbed it real quick and threw it up there. Yeah, this guy. Yeah, if you're just coming in here right now and you missed it, he got freaking thrown off Capitol Hill, in case you missed it. He went on Breaking Points, let Breaking Points know he was going to go and freaking disrupt the, I believe it's the Armed Services Committee, and that he did.
Distinguished members of this committee, it is an honor to...
All right. Hang on just a second.
Off to... Eddie.
Off to jail.
Eddie. There's a
Yep, so that happened. And that happened after his Breaking Points interview. Matt and chat. Well, hello. Patrick Loudon coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate having you, man. You guys are freaking awesome today, man. I love you guys. And we're not even into the good stuff yet. Don't worry. We're going to get there. For those of you that are joining in a little bit late, I got to play it again because you guys know how much I love him. Here's what he said on Breaking Points, followed up by his interview.
These men went there on a tourist visa and participated in murdering somebody, most likely.
Participated in murder? Yeah. Participated as elements, as tools of a planned genocide and a planned forced displacement.
Why didn't you clarify that before, that the IDF was not intentionally firing on those civilians, like such as Amir, I guess, in this case?
So one thing to realize in certain interviews with media, that there are parts of interviews that you don't see, that are cut out, and then there's some interviews where you don't even get the chance to say it. And I will say this tonight, and I've said it before. I have never said that I felt that the IDF in that situation were shooting at them on purpose. I've never said that.
Okay.
I don't think that. There are people that have assumptions that, oh, the IDF are intentionally shooting at women and children. I don't believe that, because having been in combat and having seen that before and knowing the IDF soldiers that I'd seen there, it was hard on them.
So how do you go from that statement to shouting it's genocide and then standing up looking like you're all coked out off of a freaking 5-day bender standing on Capitol Hill? Ron W. coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, brother. God, you guys are generous tonight. And Sky Guide coming in, gifting out 10. Let's go ahead and finish out this madness.
What can you do to condemn something when it's already happened? What can you do? And what
are they doing? Feeding them? Are you upset that they're feeding them? Is that what's going on here?
In terms of like life or death and how important this is, the discussion about a two-state solution or not, the discussion about a Palestine or not, the discussion about representation or not, isn't going to matter. In about 3 weeks from now, that conversation isn't going to matter because there's not going to be any Palestinians left.
Oh, Israel's just going in to murder all the Palestinians now. So a month ago on this show, he stated he never felt that the IDF was intentionally targeting anybody and doing anything. Fast forward 30 days, all of a sudden, there's not going to be any Palestinians left.
They won't exist. Like right now as we speak.
Oh,
I believe just based on the level of destruction and bodies that we know are buried under the rubble.
How do you know they're buried under the rubble there at Home Slice? What bodies do you know of that were buried under the rubble? Is it time we speak tonight about what you told the president of the Special Forces Association parachute team? Because he told me that you told him that you got blown up in a house over in Gaza and that GHF wasn't taking care of you and that basically you had to find your own way home. Maybe it's time to make that statement known to the world. Funny, I don't hear you mention that on mainstream media now that you're out there, but for some reason, when you felt that you couldn't perform on the parachute team because likely everybody hated you, that you told the president of the parachute team that you got blown up in a building in Gaza and that UGS abandoned you and that you had to find your own way home. That's what he told me. Did you know that? Did you know that? I know that. Nobody else knew that until just now. But because you won't shut your mouth, now I got to come out. By the way, do you know he called you a pathological liar? The president of the Special Forces Association parachute team thinks you're a pathological liar, and so do I.
And just everything that's been done. I don't think the death toll is around 60,000 to 100,000. I think the death toll is close to 500,000. I think that by the time we clear northern Gaza and all the Palestinians that are surviving, that remain, that haven't died of starvation, famine, disease, sickness, injury, being blown or shot or killed, that when they move everybody down here, because this 2.7 kilometer camp that they've built, you can only put about 1.5 million people in there. Why would they have only built it for 1.5 million people?
because there's still buildings left in Gaza that people are living in. Oh my God, man. Holy freaking cow. I can't right now. I totally can't. NLG says, I'm from the U.S., living in Israel for over a decade. I'd love to host you for dinner. I DM'd your IG account with greater details. Same social handle. Thank you. Takio, it looks like Tim Kennedy there, or he looks like Tim Kennedy. Smokey says, Aguilar definitely should have the honor of being put on a playing card. Y'all should go look up and see what that means. Disobey. We need to defend this country from Islam and stop relying on the government of Jesus to return to help. No Sharia. I would agree with stop relying on the government of Jesus to return to help. No Sharia. I'm kind of confused by that. Stop relying on the government. Turn to Jesus for help. No Sharia law. I know God's watching this and he's not very happy. Sky God, is Anthony Aguilar going on the flotilla with Stokes? Probably. Like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw him like airlifted out on the Freedom Flotilla, which, by the way, I have some great updates on following this. Doc Hook, he doesn't seem Bidened out now. Been skiing a lot, it seems. I mean, who knows? You know, maybe him and Hunter are buddies now. But let's finish up the madness, shall we?
Because by the time the final solution in moving everybody down here to these camps, and these camps, this camp, this concentration camp, this isn't in the future.
Oh, now it's a concentration camp. Now it's a concentration camp. Do you know today they were selling those tents for $1,200 cash over inside of Gaza? Those tents that they don't have enough of, they were selling for $1,200 cash in Gaza. Throwing that out there.
Sure. This is now. This is done. GHF UG Solutions Contractors, the company that I worked for, are guarding this concentration camp.
They're not guarding any concentration camp whatsoever. You know what they are doing? You know what they are doing? Distributing humanitarian aid. Since your sorry ass left the company, they actually opened up two more humanitarian aid distribution sites that I'm aware of. They're feeding the people. You know that company that you begged to stay in? Yeah, they're still feeding them. While you sit here on the streets screaming there's a genocide, grifting on whatever the hell it is you're doing now.
There's no running water?
Maybe they should have possibly, I don't know, not invested in terrorism and invested in infrastructure. Billions of dollars going into tunnels seems like a pretty good start.
It's open sewage?
Open sewage? It's almost like the people they elected decided to invest in terrorism. You know, right before they massacred people and took a bunch of hostages.
There's no food?
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, I've got more videos of some really beautiful restaurants that are opened up over there today, and I can't wait to get to them.
There's no means to cook food? They're dying.
There's lots of means to cook food, as a matter of fact. And we're going to go over that today, too. And some of them are dying. They're called terrorists. And collateral damage occurs in warfare, as you know.
On the rise is dysentery and polio.
Oh, really? Dysentery and polio? Are those stats coming from the hospitals that told us that Hamas wasn't operating in them and that, they ignored the GHF workers or the GHF volunteers, the local nationals that got shot up on a bus? Those hospitals, are those the ones that are reporting the stats? Or is it the doctors that claimed that the IDF was sniping kids in the head that we all know isn't true? As a matter of fact, my own report on that made it onto Honest Reporting to disprove that bullshit.
Dysentery and polio sweeping through a population that doesn't have the ability to clean themselves will kill thousands. Thousands.
Dysentery and polio is going to kill thousands. Maybe you should download a TikTok account and take a look at all of the beautiful videos that Palestinians are posting of these beautiful, beautiful restaurants and the different types of food that they're eating. You know what? You know what? I just, now I've, no, I did it this morning, didn't I? The video I showed this morning of everybody over there. Now I gotta, yep, now, yep. This is a brand new restaurant over inside Gaza. They have no means to cook food, ladies and gentlemen. No means to cook food. They're all starving to death. Every single one of them's dying. They're all starving to death. I feel like he's a stoker would get along great on that floating target. You want to see what the Freedom Flotilla is up to today? Now that we're done crapping all over him, you guys want to see what it's up to today? Ben, show it. That's it. It's up on your screen there, Ben. You guys like that crap? Yeah, I freaking hate it. Let's see what the Freedom Flotilla is up to today, though, because I know you guys are really concerned about it, just like everybody else is. Oh, my goodness, dude. I can't even with this freaking madness. Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Where did I put that freaking Freedom Flotilla crap? I know it's here somewhere. Nope. Nope. Oh, okay. Here it is. Here we go. Now we got it. Ready? This is the Freedom Flotilla. This is their hard life. A bunch of Spaniards ended up finding Greta's boats and decided to blast a bunch of Israeli music and follow them around. There's like tons of these videos floating around, by the way. I mean, maybe they're anchoring down there just waiting for Aguilar to show up. Now that he's done screaming on Capitol Hill, they're going to fly him in and everything is going to be freaking fine and dandy. I don't know. There you go. That's what the Freedom Flotilla is up to. So they are anchored down over there. And so it is possible, whoever suggested it, that maybe they will fly Aguilar out and he'll go and land on the boats and go in there. Who knows, though? You know, like maybe he won't. Maybe he'll just stay here in the United States and grift for a while because maybe he got arrested today. Maybe he's got some court case that he's got to make. Or, you know, I don't know, man. I really wish I could tell you what the hell was going on in that man's head. I don't think it's fair to try to figure out what is going on in that head. But what I do know is that today's events were premeditated. I do know that this man clearly lied today on Breaking Points, or he lied to me. So he's a liar in one case or another. So either he sat there when I interviewed him and he lied through his damn teeth, or he lied on Breaking Points. It's one or the other. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, he definitely doesn't have his facts right about what's going on over inside there. Not even remotely close. Not even remotely close. Those are claims that, like, even like the most freaking crazy freaking UN people will not get after. Hey, in the meantime, you guys want to see what ends up happening when people end up, you know, taking falsehoods like that and spreading them all over the internet and letting it happen? You want to know why it pisses me off so bad? Because it doesn't just threaten the lives of those men over inside of Gaza that are feeding all of the Gazans that are allegedly starving to death. All right. But over here in the United States, this is what I'm worried about. No idea why this happened.
You can take a picture and send it to me. Base, I just been attacked. And just shots fired. Shots fired. Don't move. Don't move. Shots fired. Shots fired. Don't move! Don't move! Don't move!
All right, now, if we were to take this video and analyze it and look right there, what's hanging around his neck, it definitely looks like he's got some sort of a keffiyeh hanging around his neck. He is dressed in all black, for crying out loud. But if we go back to the beginning, to this little frame right here, do-do-do-do-do-do, wait for it, that last frame before it switches over. Here you can see his big hatchet he's got hanging down. You guys see that hatchet? You see how he's dressed in all black? You see how he's got his little freaking keffiyeh hanging around his neck right there before he gets smoked? Super Elite 2700 with €2 says, King Zuli has called out Nate in a cage DM. Ooh. Yeah, this is the problem. When you go around spreading lies, you spark hatred. This dude was amped up 100%. And you could tell that from the way he went over and he parked the car right before he attacked that law enforcement officer. This is what spreading this freaking rhetoric does. Watch this.
You can take a picture and send it to me.
Hell, you got a clearer view of his keffiyeh right there, wrapped around his neck as he's dressed in all black. Now, how much you want to bet nobody's going to label this thing as like homegrown violent extremism? Nobody's going to label this as a terrorist attack. Nobody's going to label it as anything. Oh, it's an older video? My bad. I missed it. Holy freaking crap. It is probably one of the saddest damn things that I've seen in my life. Oh, yeah. Here, I'll do you one better. Wait for it. Boop. Bye, bitch. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, let's move on from that, and let's move on to J.D. Vance and his visit over to the Annunciation school shooting today here in the United States.
I have never had a day that will stay with me like this day did, because I really felt like these parents, in the midst of the worst grief of their entire lives, they opened up their lives and they opened up their hearts and they made me part of it. So I'd ask a couple of things, straight from the parents and straight from the families to my fellow Americans. First of all, while two kids lost their lives, there's still one kid that's in very serious condition, and every single family, the family of Lydia, who luckily recovered, but we visited her in the hospital, the family of the two who died, Harper and Fletcher, all three of those families said, please say a prayer. So to my fellow Americans, if you're the praying type, say a prayer for this innocent girl who's actually in surgery right now, that the swelling will go down, that she will be okay, because she's still in a fight for her life, and every single family to a person is desperate that the death toll, which currently is at 2, stays at 2. And I think if you're a praying type, you ought to say a prayer for this innocent young girl. The second thing that I'd say is, look, I'm speaking to my fellow Americans who are parents in particular. There is nothing that you can say that can take away the grief that these parents are dealing with. There is no word that can possibly describe the feeling or the emotion or the heartbreak. One of the ways that I'm going to try to honor these parents and the children that they lost is by being a better dad and hugging my kids tight tonight and making sure that they know that their dad loves them, because there are two families who are not going to get that opportunity ever again. And if you do have kids, if you're lucky enough to have a son or a daughter, make sure that they know that they love you. Make sure that you hug your kids tight, because there are families in Minneapolis who won't be able to do that ever again.
Yeah, you know, and as that's playing, I just watched the comment roll through by Chris B. Says, we supposedly had a guy with what looks like a rifle, possibly an AK-47, at a college campus today. You are correct. That did occur. As a matter of fact, I made sure that I pulled that for you because I think it's super important for us to be able to talk about. Wasn't ready to go on it right away, but here's the video of this individual walking around.
Call 911.
Oh my God.
Guys. Brooke, call 911.
You guys see that? Let me take that back.
Call 911.
This guy walking around the campus. Not what I would call great to have. What campus was that on? UMass, the Lowell South campus. UMass on the Lowell South campus. That's where that took place. This individual walking around with this rifle. Now, question is why did this take place? Why did we see this individual walking around with a freaking AK in his hand looking like they wanted to commit a mass shooting? Now, it is possible because some of these people, they fantasize about doing these things and then they get out there and they actually see it happening and it blows their mind what's going on. If you've ever watched interviews of these mass shooters afterwards, like you'll hear them, like it's very destructive, right? Like they're like, their mind is blown at what ends up taking place. So it could have been this person just acting out their freaking fantasies that went over there. Other possibility, because by the way, this isn't a high traffic area, right? Like if you look at that and like where it's at, it doesn't really appear to be a high traffic area, but it definitely looks like it's over by like some of the dorms or something, right? So why is this nut job out there? Police roamed around, couldn't find him. Nothing really ever came out of it. Ended up like, lifting the freaking lockdown that they had in place. Why does that exist? And again, I think it was just this morning I warned you guys that you're going to see more and more of this. Hell, last week I told you, get ready for the propaganda machine to kick off before Israel goes into Gaza City. And the propaganda machine is in full freaking swing. This morning I sat here on this channel and I warned you guys. I sat here on this channel and I warned you that there's going to be an uptick in violent attacks here in the United States of America. There's going to be an uptick in these protests around U.S. cities. I got a feeling the moment the Muslim Brotherhood gets cut off, so does CARES funding, and all of that's going to go away. But until that happens, the United States government actually sanctions them and declares them an FTO, which they ought to be, none of that's going to happen. Smokey says, people have no idea what's coming, and it is coming. The time to stop it has come and gone. Unfortunately, the masses still believe it can't happen here. Having to watch it unfold is what angers me the most. You know, Smokey, there's a reason I've been concentrating on that yesterday, like today. And it's because I do believe that this crap is coming. Vincent Kuznar, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. And Scott Bevins coming in, gifting out Speak the Truth membership. It's coming, man. This type of crap is going to happen. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. Because the American people haven't woke up to it. And what they've woke up to is the propaganda. And probably the worst part about the propaganda is nobody has to believe it but the crazy people. And the crazy people that believe it see this stuff happening, see it catching trends, and think that if they go and they do things like this that are up on your screen in the name of Palestine, in the name of Gaza, in the name of LGBTQ plus whatever the hell they feel like, that somehow they're going to be glorified and that they're doing the world a favor. And that is probably the most dangerous part about the propaganda that we haven't even talked about. That the propaganda doesn't even have to infect the minds of healthy human beings. But that propaganda is infecting the mind of these deranged individuals. And it's the deranged individuals. Nobody with a sane freaking head goes out and does this crap unless they live inside Gaza. And even then, I wouldn't say that they're sane. I'd say that they've been mentally corrupt and ill since birth if they think all of that's okay. Pedro Garcia says, keep your powder dry. And I 1,000% agree with him. This stuff cannot be freaking happening, man. Like, we just can't. Here you see their lockdown was lifted. It was updated 33 minutes ago. Lockdown lifted after a report of somebody with a gun. Sent a bunch of cops over there, search, ran all the way around looking for them. There you can see it up on the map of where it's at. It's actually a pretty decent report filled with a bunch of fluff, everything else. And long story short, you got a helicopter out there, SWAT teams, everybody. Nobody was able to find this guy. They have no idea what happened to him. So he still exists. He's out there somewhere roaming around. Disobey says, get out there and train. Have a CC on at all times. Damn right. Don't let that crap happen to you. I don't even want to play that video. That one, I'm just not even going to bother playing. This is coming, ladies and gentlemen. I warned about it this morning, and I'm telling you again, this is coming. This is not going anywhere, and the matters are only going to get worse. I promise you. Exercise every single constitutional right you can until this crap goes away. Stop, lady. I didn't ask you to talk. Why are you talking? Why are you talking, lady? Man. And to add, I think, I don't want to say this, to add more fuel to the fire, we just don't have the Palestinian nut jobs to deal with right now. And like the Islamic extremists that we have to worry about and deal with here in the United States. We also have the cartels. Take a listen to Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the strike that took place on the Trinidad Guagua terrorists that were shuttling drugs here in the United States of America.
The United States has long, for many, many years, established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. So they were designated as what they are narco-terrorist organizations. So the same information and the same intelligence mechanisms with maybe a higher focus was used to determine that a drug boat was headed towards eventually the United States. And instead of interdicting it on the president's orders, he blew it up. And it'll happen again. Maybe it's happening right now. I don't know. But the point is, the president of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
they are going to continue to target these freaking terrorists that are running drugs into our country. Azrael, 1891, says, it's a safe bet that a lot of the pro-Palestinian groups out there have ties to Iran. Iran makes use of liberal idiots to cause riots and disruption. That is actually true. You know, you look at the Iranian funding that went into Gaza and that went into Hamas, that ended up funding this entire thing in the first place. And all of it, whether they're Sunni or Shia, it doesn't really matter. They all have the same belief, and that is that Israel should not belong to Israel, that that land should belong to the Palestinian people that never truly existed. And they've been sticking to that narrative since 1947, long ago. And they bring up the oppression and they bring everything else. They bring up occupation, all of this other garbage to justify murder and genocide. That's despite all of the latest freaking videos that have been released showing you, one, what the hell they did on October 7th, and two, how freaking good they have it for actually being a war zone, even with a bunch of their freaking crap destroyed, how good they're living. The fact that they can actually dice up fresh cucumbers right now and make sandwiches is absurd. Absolutely absurd. 87% of the people living there that have seen videos of October 7th don't think the atrocities happened. They don't think they were atrocities. They actually think they're justified. It's really sad. The vast majority of them still support Hamas. The vast majority of them still don't like Israel. It's a never-ending poop storm. You know, there's videos, and it's funny that he mentioned like the running water problems and sewage and stuff. Like, does he realize that that was taking place before Israel went into Gaza to get the hostages back? I don't know if he realizes that or not, that that was always a problem inside Gaza because they refused to invest in their infrastructure. They never did it. They just allowed it to freaking happen. American cities, you know, at this time, I'm telling you, are about to get even more unstable. Not just so here's problem number one is we have the Palestinian nut jobs. Problem number two is that we now have to worry about the cartel. And then problem number three, now United States government is going after inner city violence and illegals.
Let me just begin with Chicago, which is very much in the news. President is getting ready, I guess, to send the National Guard into Chicago. And you can tell us you're going to be a part of this. Your agents, your ICE agents, Chicago believes it's a sanctuary city. But I don't think that's going to stop you with respect to criminals. Can you tell us what's going to happen here, sir?
Look, it hasn't stopped us from day one. I mean, as soon as President Trump took the oath of office, the first place I went was Chicago. And ran an operation there. Brandon Judd said I wasn't welcome, and I went there the very next day. And the first day of the operation, I stayed for the first day of the operation, kicked it off. If I remember correctly, we arrested 7 or 9 child sex predators who rape children. We arrested 9 members of Tren de Agua, terrorist organization, gangs. We arrested 2 illegal aliens convicted of homicide that were walking the streets. We seized pistols that had the, what they call, switch in the pistol, which made that pistol fully automatic, that were being sold by Tren de Agua gang members to other gangs. And that was just one day. We took a lot of public safety threats and national security threats off the streets in one day, which made Chicago safer. Got a lot more work to do. President Trump is committed. We're going to focus on sanctuary cities. That's what we're going to prioritize because we know we have a problem there. So there is going to be, as I said several weeks ago, we're going to flood the zone in sanctuary cities like Chicago, like Los Angeles, like San Francisco and New York. We're going to flood the zone, and Chicago is one of them.
Holy freaking cowballs. Leanne Boyson coming in, gifting out 50 Speak the Truth memberships. There shouldn't be a single non-green name in the chat tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with the amount of gifted memberships that have been coming out over the last couple days. It's getting insane in there. You guys are freaking crushing it. I appreciate you guys very much for your support, Leon, and everybody else that donated tonight. I really appreciate every single time you guys donate. It does not go unnoticed. Thank you guys very much. You guys helped keep this channel freaking running, and that's not a joke when I say that. You guys have no idea the crap that I'm fighting on the backside and the amount of funding it actually takes to keep it going. Yeah, and very soon, very likely I'm going to release some information about what it is that I'm fighting and what it is that I'm currently dealing with on the backside. And your guys' heads are going to explode. And I got a feeling the true supporter army is about to freaking rally the moment I let out on that one. So here are the here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. I had predicted earlier this year when we designated them FTOs and foreign terrorist organizations, talking about Trinidad, you know, like hell, all of the freaking cartels, MS-13, I don't care. All of them, that we were going to likely start seeing bombs and stuff like that dropping from the sky. And now we do. So now the bombs have started falling, and the bombs started falling at probably one of the worst times or one of the best times, depending on how you look at it. And that's an issue. Because we've got this Palestinian crap that's about to launch off. And then we're going to have this border slash inner city problem. A lot of those gang members are actually living in the cities here in the United States of America already. And they are armed. I think you guys just heard him. Automatic freaking, I guarantee you he was talking about a freaking Glock and the freaking switch that you can end up like putting on the back of that sucker that ends up turning it to full auto. You can go back and forth with it. Those things are a dime a dozen. They're super freaking cheap. And yeah, they're out there. I don't really care if you have one, personally. I think it's a waste of ammo. But either way, they're out there. And these are the people that are on the streets of the United States. And once they go in, once ICE goes in there and starts deporting them, and again, sanctuary cities are one of those places that he specifically stated that they're going to target. And they thrive in those locations because nobody's enforcing anything. Most of those sanctuary cities have even more liberal laws, extreme liberal laws. Some of them have pretty much decriminalized all narcotics. What do you think the cartel is going to do inside of a city where they know they're not going to get deported and they know they can sling whatever drug they want and that the cops don't care? When I went, When I went downtown Denver for the No Kings protest, there is an entire section like right outside the dang Capitol of nothing but freaking homeless people hooked on freaking drugs, man. I ended up putting it up over on my IG, like sharing that, where you just got just massive amounts of people. One of the guys was just like, he was just in his little freaking fentanyl nap, man, just down there drooling on himself. And you've got paraphernalia and drugs just openly displayed on the freaking Capitol, on the grounds. And that drug problem that they have, it's not like they're going to dispensaries and getting those drugs. I was watching vehicles pull up and just park, and people just walk up to the vehicles and just sling drugs, dude, left and right. I sat there for a solid hour and a half, 2 hours, just watching this go down over and over and over and over again. Those are all going to be connected to the cartel. They're all going to have a lot of money, and that's a lot of money. And when you start screwing with money, that's when people start getting violent. And what the Trump admin is doing by going into those cities is going to be attacking that bottom dollar. And so my big fear now is that we have all of this coming together. Now, I don't think it's their fault. I think that what they are doing is literally, how do I want to say, literally taking care of the problems that already existed. And they're doing it all in the first year, and they're doing a dang good job of it. They're going in there and they're taking care of those problems. But those problems are about to come back and bite us all in the butt. So in my opinion, you have this trifecta right now that's taking place out there. You have the trifecta of these radical Islamic nut jobs. Then you have the cartels outside the United States who are getting blown up by the military. And then internally, we also have ICE going after them and the feds going after them. Going after and taking care of just the immigration problem is one thing. But as soon as the feds start targeting these cities for like those like narcotics laws and they start actually going after these people, that's when stuff's going to get bad. And it is coming. Mock Scott coming in giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you very much, sir. And Vincent Kuznar back again. He said, we talked about buying plane tickets a while back. Maybe we should just buy a plane. We got any pilots in here? Yeah, and what Vince is talking about, those plane tickets, I have openly stated this. If you are in the United States of America, if you've been muted in the chat because you don't like the things I'm saying, if you're in the United States of America and you want to go over to Gaza and die for the cause, shoot me a DM. My X account is right here on the bottom of the screen. Shoot me a DM. Give me your passport information. I'll get your happy butt a flight over to Egypt, and then you can take your little bus over into Gaza and you can go die for the cause. That's what you can do. There's no need to jump on a boat. There's no need to do the flotilla thing. Dude, I'm sure we could figure out a way to get you strapped to a drone and fly your butt over the border wall that Egypt has and drop you off in there. And you can go scurry around and you can go die for the cause. Apparently, they got plenty of AKs. You're more than welcome to, and that's an open invite. Shoot me your info. I'd be happy to hook you up. You can get the one-way ticket the hell out of here. Don't worry about it. But don't be like the retard that tried to just get me to send him money, because that's not going to happen. No, you got to give me your stuff. I'm not just an idiot that's going to send you money. I'll book your ass an unredeemable plane ticket to send you over there, and it's going to be one way because it's all you're going to need. But you can go. Bye. Have fun. Whew, man. I'm drastically worried about the United States of America. Drastically. I got some stuff on Epstein. I mean, that's there. But while we're at it, we're talking about terrorist organizations and the different things that have been taken. Take a look at this. Coming straight out of D.C., I believe.
Hi, everyone. I'm Judge Jeanine, and I am in Houston, Texas.
My bad, Houston.
And I am surrounded by 1,300 barrels of precursors that are being used to make methamphetamines. These precursors were seized as a result of work by my office in Washington, D.C., along with Homeland Security and Customs and Border Patrol. These 1,300 barrels were shipped from Shanghai, China to Mexico. We intercepted these precursors on the high seas, and now the Sinaloa cartel will not be able to use them to make methamphetamines. And the bottom line is this. Whenever there is an effort on the part of foreign terrorist organizations to create drugs that are killing Americans, we will seize them, whether it's on the high seas or whether it's in the country or a foreign country. And by the way, it's going to take 24 18-wheelers to take all of these containers and put them in a secure storage facility. And that's what we're doing in D.C., but we're doing it in Houston today. And you never know where we're going to be tomorrow.
I don't know if everybody was able to hear what she said. That is a big, massive blow to the cartel. Look at those precursors. Remember how I told you go after the supply lines and things like that you're dealing with? I want you to take a look at that freaking room. That right there is probably the largest drug bust in U.S. history. Not because it's a finished product, but because of the amount of product that that would have created. The amount of product that that would have created is out of control. So I want you to think about this and how hard we are going after these cartel members. How hard we're doing it. We're lethally targeting them. We are going after them in our inner cities. And we're intercepting their freaking product that is being shipped in order to make their precursors, the chemicals used to synthesize whatever drug it is that they're getting. That is a massive blow. Polish Drunk becoming a true supporter. I feel like Polish Drunk was already there. I don't know, man. D-Truth in the house, ladies and gentlemen. D-Truth Matters coming in and giving out a Speak the Truth membership as well. I can't express to you how much this administration has actually put in. I'm not sure the last time we actually, somebody said Heisenberg? Yeah. Heisenberg's a little bit upset right now. Well, maybe he's happy just kicking his feet up. You know, he'll go pull some cash out of his wall. He'll be just fine. I can't express to you the amount of freaking drugs that stopped. This one freaking shipment stopped. How many trucks did she say? 20-something freaking trucks? 24 trucks just to pick all of this crap up? This thing ain't going nowhere. They're going to keep this up. And there's multiple more years left. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that that is going to end up flowing here into the United States of America, Simon, this is the second time I've got shorts on, all right? I was working out, didn't get a chance to shower and change yet. Everybody give me a break. Mother of God. If you don't think it's going to make its way in here to the United States of America, you're wrong. And I'm not talking about the drugs. I'm talking about the violence. That violence will hit the streets here. And you are going to see officers getting targeted. It is a very serious deal. It is a very big deal. And the threat is very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. So do not put it off when I tell you, go get a freaking first aid kit, go get an IFAC and figure it out. These freaking nut jobs are going to continue to do what they do. I believe this next video I have from you is coming out of Poland. Yes, I'm correct. Coming out of Poland. Here's some more Palestinian nut jobs. Of course you spin on me. You give me the wheel of death. Why wouldn't you give me the wheel of death, you bastard? You got to give me the wheel of death. I don't think so. I don't think
so. Firmą, która współpracuje i montuje polskich turystów, nie ma miejsca na to, by w Polsce działy się turystyczne. Izrael morduje bezbronnych Palestyńczyków, cywili. Nie ma miejsca na coś takiego w Polsce. Nie ma miejsca na tego typu współpracę.
Nie trzeba było porywać.
To tak, jakby współpracować gdzieś jak z nazistowskimi Niemcami.
Nie trzeba było porywać
Izraelczyków. Warszawa pamięta, czym jest ludobójstwo. A wy przychodzicie tutaj i co reprezentujecie? Polska była, ja nie reprezentuję osobę, którym zależy na bezbronnych osobach.
A 7 października co się działo? Kto kogo porywał?
Czemu there it is.
Izrael morduje, elfi system współpracuje.
It's so stupid and it's spreading. What is he doing? They took red paint inside of that little water bottle that they had and they shook it and spread it all over the exhibits inside of the museum, guys. That's what ended up happening. That's what's going down there. Yeah, 8 a.m. or whatever freaking time this ended up going down. And when people are telling you that the world is waking up to the genocide and everything else, they're not. They're waking up to the idiocracy. These people, this guy with his bag on, you think he gives a shit about that? They got Russia next door firing freaking cruise missiles into their country and drones. You think they have time for this BS that this guy is doing? There's all the red paint that they spilt out of their little container walking around screaming Free Palestine. Yeah. Ben, he's getting paid. Yeah, probably. Most of these people do. Most of these people get paid for doing what they do. And it's disgusting. Culture terrorism should be a felony. Right. It absolutely should be. It's going to make its way here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm warning you right now. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. It's not going anywhere. If you guys want to see Epstein file stuff, I got Epstein file stuff. If you guys want to see, I don't know, man, it's pretty crazy, you know, and you know what, where is that video? Cause I just want to play this one at the very end because everybody's screaming about Jeffrey Epstein right now. So I might as well give you guys a taste. You guys think, Trump was complicit in Epstein? Is that what you guys think? Because if you think Trump was complicit in Epstein, well, there is a victim that says, no, not so much. There's an actual victim out of the Epstein trial that's actually said Trump never did anything.
I do have to ask, and I know, and it's just something that I think we're compelled to at this moment, with the attention on President Trump, with these questions around a pardon, did anybody see or hear of the president himself doing anything inappropriate as it related to Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
I do have to ask.
No, nobody saw Trump doing anything inappropriate to Jeffrey Epstein. As a matter of fact, their attorney took it a step further and the attorney actually came out and stated that, Trump has been helping make sure that like the Epstein thing get prosecuted since like 2009. So it's not, I don't know where people get all of this freaking crap. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's broadcast. I felt like it would be worthwhile to bring up to you guys. If you haven't yet, make sure you follow the channel. Make sure you're like and subscribed. If you guys like this time, keep coming back because that's when I'm going to be here. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm out of here.